What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, oh, we're back. It's the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, as we take you into 2026. Ike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, brother Spike. Listen, this is hard, man. 2 days straight at work? Hey, I almost forgot what it felt like to be at work for two straight days. But I'm in. You're going to get everything that I have left in me for the 2025 season. Pause. I'm going to get you there. Jackie Baseball. No news is good news. Didn't really like the segment yesterday on Bryce. Felt a little uncomfortable, but I'm back. Holla at you, boy.
What's up, Raw Dog? Looking forward to 2026, boys.
You got one more day with this.
One day, Raw Dog.
I did receive text messages about that.
Yeah.
That was a moment. It was a late entry for one of the moments of the year.
You know, we do have a big show because this is our last show of 2025. So Elliot will be with us here at 3. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4. At 30 past every hour, we are going to take you back through 2025 as Jack has collected some of the best moments of 2025 on the WIP afternoon show.
Nice.
So we'll get to live through some of those. And Jack, aside from the ones from Elliot, Jack has selected these without our what we know is there. So it'll be a surprise for us as well.
The two Elliot ones, though, re-listening to them again today, because I live them.
Yes.
I never went back and listened to them again.
Yeah.
What a moment.
Oh,
moments.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they put a smile on my face.
All right, so that'll be 30 past every hour. So I cannot believe, I saw quote from the game last night? Sean McVay's quote after the Rams game.
What a game.
And they asked him, they said, are you guys going to play next week? He's like, yes, we're going to play next week. We're not playing good enough. We got stuff to work on. Mm. And then I think the Eagles, I cannot believe they are actually, and it feels like they're leaning toward it. They're actually considering not playing starters on Sunday. I just wonder who they think they are. Like, they did win the Super Bowl last year, but they spent the entire season telling us that last year was last year and this year was this year. On Sunday, they have a chance to get the number 2 seed in the NFC, which means that in any playoff game, there will only be one NFC team that could have a home game over them in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. It gives them a serious chance to have 3 home playoff games just like they did last year. The other thing is, let's not make pretend that this team is like clicking on all cylinders and taking the week off is just that the week off is just a magical thing that is going to make everybody healthy so everything's good. Health is not the issue for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
The issue for the Eagles has been they have not been consistent on offense. And they keep saying, it's amazing because Saquon said this, well, when we get it together, we're going to be scary. When everything starts clicking, we're going to be scary. And the truth is there hasn't been a consistent run of games this year when they've been clicking. So on Sunday, they get two things. They get a chance to get the number 2 seed, which is enormous.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is you get a chance once again to get your starters in there and get on a roll and feel good. I can understand they can feel good about winning the game on Sunday.
Right.
They certainly can't feel good about 16 yards in the second half. And it strikes to me as sort of like we can just turn it on.
Yeah.
You know, like this arrogance that all we need to do is wait for the playoffs. I'm sorry. They just have not had the look of a team that can just turn. They don't get that granted to them that when the playoffs start, they can just turn it on.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. And I would hope that's not the mindset going in. I really do hope they play Sunday. Now, do they need to play the entire game? I'll leave that up to their discretion, right? I obviously, there are certain players that are banged up. That if you can give them some rest, that's fine. But guys that are completely healthy,
yes,
just to give them a week off of playing, I don't I do not subscribe to that. I just don't. And I think part of it does have to do with how we've played for the majority of this season. But even in most recently in Sunday's game, going through an entire second half with the offense looking the way that it looked, I got to be honest with you, I'd be surprised if the offensive players, particularly the skill position guys, don't want to play.
Right.
Now, listen, Saquon's a running back, and you want to, you know, he's already hit some certain milestones as far as over 1,000 yards, that type of thing. I can see him not being out there. But the receivers, the passing game, Dallas got, I you know, if I'm one of those guys, I certainly would want to be out there. And this isn't for some sort of selfish reason. It's more or less, I want to go into the postseason on a positive note.
Get into a groove.
Yes, I want to go into the postseason feeling confident about the last time that I was on the field. I don't know how the offense can necessarily feel that way with the way the second half played out in Buffalo. So how do you sit down all of your main offensive players this week and let that be the lasting memory that they had going into the playoffs?
Yeah, it just seems crazy to me.
Yeah.
It seems crazy to me that I understand the value of the week off for the football team. They had it last year.
Yep.
But this was not the situation last year.
You were playing much better.
Much better this time of the year.
They at least had
one thing on offense they knew they could rely on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you're right. The Kobe Deans of the world, Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you're banged up, sure, you don't need to play Sunday.
Absolutely. And they should be able to win the game with their starters in there. Shouldn't be a problem at all.
With some key backups in there.
Yes, yeah. And I agree too. If at halftime the Bears are up 31-0 on the Lions, sit everyone down.
Yeah, pull your guys, yeah.
But
yes.
With the opportunity for the two seed, I keep going back to, I understand Nick Sirianni like wants to feel joy and wants everyone to feel the win.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something about him walking through the tunnel after the game and be like, everybody's not talking now, It's like, you can't let the winning that game overshadow the bigger picture. I just worry that they win that game and they think, we got it. Like, we're locked in, and they are not locked in. I think the two seed's too important. I think the opportunity to get the offense humming again is too important. And I think if they sit their starters on Sunday, it is an enormous mistake. Can you imagine if they sit the starters on Sunday and the Lions win that football game and we do not win the football game,
right,
and we will have voluntarily given up the two seed in the NFC?
And then you mess around and play the Rams in the first week of the playoffs, and then the Rams come in here.
Yes. There's also the
There's a 3-6 seed there.
Yes.
The 3-6 matchup.
There's also the opportunity to get the Packers in the first round by getting to the 2 seed instead of having to play the Rams or the Niners.
Yes. It could be the Rams or the Niners.
Yeah. I don't get this. If they're playing possum, it's one thing. It doesn't feel like that's what they're doing.
Let me tell you. That's one thing they're not doing.
Yeah.
we're not playing possum.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Listen, us as fans, and even them, as the players and the coaches, you rest Sunday and don't win that game in the playoffs. You imagine what that outcome is going to be like, what the outrage will be like if that happens.
A catastrophe. It would be a catastrophe.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can imagine them looking back at 23 and going, well, we made a mistake there. Somebody, dude, that team was cooked. That team was dead. It didn't matter if they didn't play the starters in that final week. It didn't matter if they did play the starters. It didn't matter if AJ got hurt, if he didn't get hurt. That team was cooked. This team's not cooked.
Yep.
You know, this team only has an opportunity. Think about the 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles should sit their starters on Sunday, or do you think they should go for the two seed and do you think they need the reps? I totally forget. I don't even remember. What did I start saying there? I don't know.
Think about something.
End of the year.
If something happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry to come back to you.
We do have a next question today.
There you go.
That's usually me. I'm the one that ran into the wedges. Yeah.
That's back-to-back days at about 208.
Yeah, dude. Look, you give me 6 days off.
Yeah.
You even gave me the brain juice stuff. I'm drinking it.
I know.
It's like.
Yeah, but I will say, 3 o'clock on.
What brain juice?
Ah, listen.
Yeah.
I don't want to give that out on the air.
Hold on. Have you been drinking it?
I every once in a while.
Yeah. I can tell it's not every day.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. I took a lot for the brain because I'm really tired.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, yes. Locked into the six.
I'm just saying, does it make you sharper?
Does it make you smarter? 100%. Okay. But brain sharpness?
Yeah.
Locked
yeah.
in.
So you think I was locked in past 3 o'clock?
Yeah. Okay. Once it really started hitting.
Okay.
Oh, it hadn't kicked in yet.
Maybe I should, because I drank it around 1:30. Maybe right. I should push it back to 1 o'clock. Maybe
yeah.
That's what I should do. All right. We do have a next question today. It is Sandy Koufax's birthday. Sandy Koufax famously was amazing, but it had a very short peak.
Yes. 90, by the way. Still looks good.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's still alive.
He is still alive. He's almost every Dodgers game.
I guarantee you, I would not have guessed that.
Nah, I wouldn't know. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why
90
I think
years
Sandy
old.
Koufax is dead, man.
We don't know anything.
Hold on, did he have a nickname?
He did. I forget what it was.
Am I thinking of another Dodgers pitcher?
I don't know what Sandy Koufax's nickname was.
He's Jewish, right?
He is Jewish.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
The left arm of God is what. It's what Google says.
That's yeah. not what I was thinking about.
Yeah, I don't think that's the one.
That's not the picture.
Yeah. In any case,
left arm of God.
We are looking for somebody, whether it be sports or entertainment, it could be movies, music, TV, who had a short but high peak like Sandy Koufax did. Jack, why don't you start us off?
Well, because I'm very narrow-minded.
Don't steal mine.
I'm not going to steal your answer.
Who you got?
I'm going Travis Fulgham. Dude.
Wow.
Travis Fulgham for 3
man.
Weeks was
stop.
T.O.
That was a month.
Stop,
yeah.
He was
stop.
Player of the month.
You couldn't come up with anything better than Travis
I had a couple
Fulgham.
Others. Vince Velasquez, struck out 16 Padres.
Yeah.
Don Brown, all-star in 2013.
How did you compare to Sandy Koufax?
Well, not yeah, different kind of short peaks.
Yeah.
Not Hall of Fame.
Much shorter.
Yeah, much. You're talking about a
shorter
damn
lower.
Half a season
if
or,
Sandy Koufax,
or a month.
If Sandy Koufax were dead, he'd be rolling over in his
exactly.
grave right now.
What are you talking about?
Why don't you give us someone who had a short
peak? I'm going
peak.
Bo Jackson.
Oh, Bo Jackson did have a short
I'm
peak.
Bo Jackson, man.
But unreal short
Yes, sir.
Peak. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And you know what? I often wonder what he would have been better in if he had just focused on one.
Oh, I think it was football.
Would he have been a better running back than a center field? Was he center field or right field?
About center field.
Center field.
Did he like?
Because he climbed up the wall.
He liked baseball more, right?
Yes, I think he liked baseball more.
Well, I would like any sport that didn't hurt. So maybe that was why.
Yeah. Well, Deion liked football more.
Yeah, Deion probably did. Well, but you know.
Oh, no. Deion, he was better at football, but to Spike's point,
it doesn't hurt.
He could play baseball a lot longer.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I'll go entertainment. I'm going to go Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger had a very short, and now it ended.
Well, because of, you know.
Yeah, but it was a short,
still short
but high peak.
The Joker, man.
Oh, come on, Joker. Brokeback Mountain.
Well, yeah, it was a great run. It was a great run. But a short peak because of death, I don't think should count.
That's twice in a month. Brokeback Mountain has come up.
Well, look.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
I just don't think short peak should count if you died.
Sure should.
But like, I don't think so.
He had a short peak.
Yeah, because they died.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was on a hot streak, though. He was just heating up.
Yes. And then it ended.
And then it ended.
That is a short but high peak.
What? So you're saying an injury is okay, but death is not?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, I don't know. It feels like there's not. It's not.
It wasn't his fault or anything.
Do you want me to just pick another one? I don't think I should pick another one.
I think that was a good one.
I'm sticking with Heath Ledger.
All right.
Heath Ledger.
Well, why do we let him change our mind or anything?
He's stupid.
The guy's drinking brain juice and all of a sudden he's smarter than
everybody.
Can't
even spell.
I can spell. Locked in. I'm trying to find a bunch of good audio.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you think there is any reason why the Eagles should sit their starters on Sunday? And next question, they give us someone who had a short but high peak. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's that brain juice do for you?
It hasn't done much yet, but we'll see. Give it a couple of weeks.
That's like Mike's secret sauce off of Space Jam.
Well, also taking brain juice from Jack is a
That's risky, man.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the right call.
Hey, man,
a lot of good ingredients in it.
Yeah,
I do think that we should play the starters on Sunday. You know, give like you know, I'm with the same page as y'all. Give them a quarter, two quarters. You know, the Bears is blowing them out, pull them. But now we gotta get into a groove. You know, I don't want to go into like the postseason because even last year we rest the starters. But, like, we didn't come out, you know, guns a-blazing in that Green Bay game. You know what I'm saying? We kind of struggled a little bit. Took us a, you know, game to get going. I love to see them play, you know, feeling good. You know, I don't care who comes to the link. You know what I'm saying? I want the best opportunity to get the 2 seed. I don't care who it is. Rams, 49ers, Packers, I don't care. Hey, man, that boy had the MVP in his hand last night. Five guy, he had it right there.
What happened? I don't know if he lost it.
Yeah, I don't know.
He made it a little closer, but I don't know if he lost it.
Yeah,
all he had to do was get a Jalen Hurts stat game, and he would have won it. He couldn't even do that.
They wouldn't have scored if they had a Jalen Hurts. See, you guys are so dumb. It's amazing to me. Look, man, like, I don't know how you can't look at what Matt Stafford's responsibility is, what Josh Allen's responsibility is, and say they could just do what Jalen does and they would have won. They are given more responsibility than Jalen is. They can't just do what Jalen does.
Last night, if he didn't turn the ball over, they would have won the game. That's simple.
Yeah, but they have to see. He is how they score points. That's how they score points.
So the Rams don't got no good roster?
No, it's not about that. They score points by passing the ball. That's how they score points.
Okay.
Well, he has to throw the ball.
He got a good roster.
Yes, and with that roster, he's thrown 43 touchdown passes to 8 interceptions this year. And they have the same number of wins as the Eagles, and they play in a much tougher division. So the whole thing where he could have just had a Jalen game, no, that's the point, is that Matt Stafford has to throw the football. Like, Josh Allen has to do those things. Jalen doesn't. Jalen can go in there and not complete a pass for a whole friggin' half, and they can win a football game twice. Matt Stafford can't. He can't.
So you love to change that. That's cool. All I know is he got a great coach. He got a great.
He does,
coach
and he and he had a bad game, and yep, he's had right. And he's had an amazing season.
Yeah, that's cool. But what I'm saying is, last night all he had to do was play well, and he lost to the Rams. I mean, lost to the Falcons. It wasn't like he was playing his division, as you just said, a tough division, that he'd be losing to them guys.
No, they just lost a game, the same way that the Eagles have lost games this year. He played bad in a game, but overall, he cannot go into a game and say, I'm just not going to lose it for my team.
I love how, like,
Matt Stafford is the reason they win games. Jalen Hurts is the reason they don't lose games. And that is such a huge difference, and you'll never accept it because it hurts too much. You'll never accept it. Do you watch Rams games? Like, have you ever watched them play? Do you think that Matt Stafford could go into those games and just hand the ball off 35 times and throw the ball 16 times and they're scoring 33 points a game? Do you think that's how it works?
Can I talk? I don't know. You just keep talking. You ask me questions, but you just keep going. Can I talk?
Well, I don't know.
See, there you go. You ask me a question?
Sure. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'm not saying that he's not a bad talent. I'm not saying that Matthew Stafford's a great quarterback. All I'm saying is, you see how you just said he had a bad game.
Yes.
That's okay. You don't do that with Hurts.
Because Matt Stafford is the leading candidate for MVP in the NFL. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He has 42 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. He is the quarterback of the best offense in the league. Yes, he can have a bad game, and it does not mean the same thing when your quarterback has 4 straight bad games and the team wins 2 games when he doesn't even complete a pass in the second half.
It's thank you.
Different.
All right, thank you. He finally had an MVP elite season after, what, was this year 15? He had to go to different teams, different coaches. Finally, at 38 years old, he finally had an MVP season. Congratulations.
And it's one more than Jalen's ever had or will ever have.
Well, we don't know. Is he going to win MVP? Because last night, that showed me otherwise. So we don't know. They might walk away at the end of the season with both no MVPs and 1 Super Bowl. We don't know.
Okay. He still can't go into a game and do what Jalen does. He can't. That's not his job.
His coach is the system. That's why he wasn't elevating Detroit. His coach is the system. His coach puts him in situations to make the team better. That's all I was saying.
He's thrown 42 touchdown passes to 8 interceptions with 4,400 yards.
That's fine. And you just told me they have the same record.
Yes. Because of him.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Well, I feel like I'm going crazy. I can't do this. I can't do this. Can't we just admit what is in front of us and real? Yes, Matt Stafford had a bad game last night. And then he led the team back, and they almost won, and he had a bad game. If he hadn't thrown those three interceptions, they probably would have won. But if he hadn't thrown 42 other touchdowns in the other games, they probably wouldn't have 11 wins.
I think it has less to do with Matt Stafford, has more to do with giving Jalen grace.
Yes, and if Jalen was performing at a top level all year long and had a bad game,
You would give him grace.
I would give him grace. I have not, just to be clear, I have not marched in after every game and this year and gone, Jalen, 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 Jalen. In fact, the Jalen stuff didn't really hit a peak until he had three really bad games that they lost all of them, and then he had five turnovers in one game.
Yeah.
Like that, it's just not the same thing.
No, listen, I hear you. And that's the whole Josh Allen thing. If people got on, I don't know who they got on, Orlowski, or was it, might have been Brady they got on, that Josh Allen didn't get as much criticism after losing the game Sunday. He almost gets excuses made for him when they don't win.
Yes.
So what you'll get is Eagles fans, Jalen Hurts fans that say, well, why don't our quarterback get this grace when he has a bad game? Every other quarterback is allowed to have a bad game, and no one is bashing them or trashing them. And this guy has a bad game and has won a Super Bowl and doesn't get the grace. I get it from your point. Your point is that those guys are saddled with having to do more.
Yes.
So there is something to that. When Jalen has a roster around him that is complete as it is, that he doesn't have the same margin for error when it comes to the outside world. Whether it's fair or not, that's just the way that it is.
The truth is that the Eagles had the number one offense in the NFL, mm-hmm. and Jalen came in and had two touchdowns and three interceptions, and they lost a game, he would not get the criticism that he gets.
Right.
He wouldn't. He definitely wouldn't. But they don't. They have like the 22nd best offense. They're averaging 21 points a game.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. It's just not the same thing. I'm sorry.
It's all right, man. Listen.
I mean, it's the last show of 2025.
Damn brain juice Fritz gave you.
Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah.
You had a little malfunction at 208, and look how it kicked in.
It kicked in.
And poor Corey.
I'm sorry, Corey.
Don't worry, Corey.
It's the brain juice.
I don't know if Ohio State is covering tomorrow either. I just want to throw that out there to you.
Who do they play?
Miami.
Okay.
I think they win. That's a lot of points.
Is Michael Irvin going to be there?
He probably will.
Is he
be
ripping the belt out? Being crazy?
215-592-9494. Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
I just needed I'm going to be off for 5 days. So I was off for 6 days.
It's all right. It's all good.
You babysat a 2-year old over the weekend, so you need to let out some aggression.
Val did most of it, if I'm being honest. So, coming up next, we do have a great moment from the show from 2025 that Jack will provide for us. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, winter hits fast. Snow, ice, wind. Don't wait for something on your home to fall. Not fall, to fail. The hell is wrong with me? Call my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. They've got lifetime warranted roofing, siding, and American-made Provia and Anderson windows and doors. From Philly to the Jersey Shore, Emmons is a Platinum Owens Corning contractor, which means Owens Corning warranties their workmanship for life. That's right, for life. There's no better roof than an Owens Corning roof by Emmons Roofing and Siding. Financing available? Go to callemmons.com or give them a call at 833-4-EMMONS and tell them Ike sent you.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not Friday, but it's our Friday, right?
Man, y'all supposed to be happy on the street. Y'all don't look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail. Busters. Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these. There's no need to pretend. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't the one telling. Don't want to be.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Got your 230 Tupac, 330 Country, 430 90s. 5:30 Creed. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Dreaming of another chip? Make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which would you do Sunday? Start the starters or sit the starters? What do you think the poll is at, Ike?
Ah, it's a football town, man. We want to see the starters play.
Yeah.
So start the starters. Let's go 62%.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to nail this one. 63.6%.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Right on there. And in the year the right way.
It's good to see people not agreeing with Giglio's of the world.
Oh, does Giglio want him to sit
Of course he wants him to sit the starters. Softy.
Giglio does?
Yeah, the camera wants him to sit the starters.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the 2 seed. Get the 2 seed.
Of course.
Get the 2 seed. Get the 2 seed. Make sure you have the 2 seed.
Yeah.
Before we get back to the phones, 215-592-9494, at 30 past every hour today, we will be taking you back through 2025. It was a good year, the first full year of the WIP Afternoon Show. And we will, at 30 past every hour, we'll bring you back to some of the best moments from the year that Jack has gone back and found.
Yes.
So, Jack, what do you have for us at 2:30?
So, at 2:30, one of a bit that still gets brought up on the text line. You know, I usually think that if it still has play on the text line, that means it's stuck with people.
Okay.
So, apologies for a little bit of length here.
Okay.
But it's the setup.
That's the first time you've ever had to do that.
That's never been an issue. Again. Just happy to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just excited for the opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
But takes us back to when we got Broads in a corner.
Oh, this is a good one.
So we have an issue to go over with you, Broads.
What now?
I feel like the mask has got to come off because I got to issue your face as I approach you about this issue.
What happened?
Mask off.
Mask off. That's actually a song. Yes.
So there was a feature about Broads in the Philadelphia Business Journal about Broads' current, his past, and his future, which is nice because we all believe in Broads. Broads, of course, was a full-time host, but now Broads is grinding here at WIP. We love Broads.
Yep.
Broads Bar. You know, we all believe in Broads' future. Here on the WIP Afternoon Show, we have, in fact, I think, invested in Broads' future, haven't we?
Yes, yes, yes.
And so I saw this piece of the article as I'm reading.
Yeah.
And let me read it to you,
Go
Ike.
Ahead.
Listeners.
I'm listening.
The goal, though, for Broads, has not changed. While he'd be willing to go where the tide takes him, he said the best-case scenario for his future ultimately includes hosting an afternoon drive program on WIP.
Mm-hmm. I got nothing to say. You're damn right I do.
As the permanent
You're
host.
Damn right I do. What's the purpose of this job? I want to maximize what I do. This is prime time. I want to be here. What's wrong with that? It's like being in a corner and saying, I don't want to start. Hey, you know what, Quinion? I want to be your backup and sit there all day. Well, hell no! I want to host Afternoon Drive on WIP!
Flyers and 50 with Louie.
Get a little scuffle in there. Louie. Yeah, I don't think that there's an issue with that at all. Isn't that what you want? People would drive to go get the best spot? That's what I want, damn it! I ain't afraid of that at all. Bring it on! I got no issue. No, I'm just saying I got no problem saying I want to be in one of those chairs.
Hold on.
I got nothing. Go ahead.
Are you going to cut
your voice down?
You're going to cut my break line?
No. By the way, did I say by Thursday I'm taking over?
Well,
I said my dream job is to work afternoon drive. Who doesn't have that dream doing this gig? You either want mornings or afternoon. That's what you want.
What about midday?
Well, that's a start to the next spot. That's what people do.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that the whole thing? Okay. Yeah. And what happened after that was it started to hit Ike eventually.
Right.
And then Ike started pushing. And dude, his voice went up so many octaves there. What do I think that's what I'm supposed to do?
But yeah, I mean it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what triggered me because I'm like, hold on, he's serious.
Yeah, he's that serious. Yes. That serious. And then eventually got to call me a button pusher.
Yes.
I mean, he got really back. He's flustered for 3 days. He called all of us off the air. I mean.
No, don't bring that up.
Making sure everyone's all right.
He didn't call me. I had to call him.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's because he's going for your job.
Yeah, and he. Yeah, to be clear, he thinks you're a button pusher. He ain't coming for Ike. He's coming for me. This was directed at
you're
me.
You're only 49?
Yeah. He walked out of here, barely would say hello to me outside of the studio.
Oh, went straight to Rod.
Yeah.
Went straight to Rod.
And he's going to be paying for it every day for the rest of his life.
Oh,
at least
man.
Here. Yeah,
yeah for
that
sure.
That is awesome.
That was a great moment. That was a definitely moment, a great man. Moment.
Yes. So, I don't think I realized... the article until he started defending it.
Yes. Yeah, and then Ike's like, wait a minute. This is our job. We put you on every week. You fill in for us.
Now he does the text line.
Oh,
well,
man.
I think the next...
he does the text
line. Yeah. Went bad.
I think what's going to happen is the next time he fills in for a few days, I'll go to sit on this chair and maybe the leg will be a little loose. Fall backwards. I checked the brake line in my car.
Oh,
if
man.
I knew where it was, I would check the brake line.
I forgot how funny that was.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Yes. It was quite a moment.
Yeah, we had a couple good bros moments. You know,
yes.
We had that, and then we had the leveling the poor kid in hockey and
yep.
calling him fat.
Yeah, and then liar bros,
and us getting the kid on and saying he didn't even notice bros out there.
Yeah, he's not very good.
Yeah. So a good year of bros.
Yeah,
good year of bros. This is the first year he did it, right? We didn't do Flyers in 50.
No, it was this year.
Yeah.
It started this year.
Yeah, and I must say. Has it grown on us?
Oh yeah.
It's your favorite. That's the other thing. I wouldn't have gotten so touchy about it if I didn't like Flyers in 50 so much.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
As if I'm working against you.
Oh yeah. You should see the stars in his eyes, like the little hearts.
Yeah, when bros,
from
when bros goes like the sauce on the silky under, hands.
No, the undercarriage.
Yeah.
The tickles his undercarriage. Yeah.
Why don't we have bros in 50 today?
Because it's Wednesday. I'm sure he's filling in for us tomorrow anyway.
He's on at 6.
Oh, okay.
He's on at 6. All right.
215-592-9494. Eric in California. You're on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Okay.
Yes.
Regarding the starters,
yes.
Here's what I propose. You begin the game with our backups, right? You got McKee in there. Some of the defense need a rest. They've been playing so much football, so many stats. Right.
So they're also young.
Yeah, okay, but Jordan Dare. I mean, you saw when Cooper DeJean on one play, like, he was slow to get up, and I was like, oh, no, this
all
is
right.
it.
So you want to start the backups.
Start the backups. Keep an eye on the game on Detroit Bears. If we're losing and if Detroit is winning, then you say, you know what, all right, let's put the first string back in. Let's go win this game if it seems that the second
Eric.
Is gettable.
Come
Eric.
On, Eric.
Eric.
Put the first string back in.
Eric, let me ask you something. If we are down 21-0 and the Lions are up 21-0 at halftime, can you imagine the chaos? We put all the starters in. We lose the game anyway. You either, if you're going to consider playing the starters at all, you just have to play them. You have to make sure you win the game. If the number two seed is important to you, you have to make sure you win the game. I don't know if start the backups and then just put the starters in the middle of the game would be a tenable solution.
No.
Yeah.
Can I briefly respond?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think McKee's going to get shut out. Like, I think he's going to score some points. We may be down by 7 points, 3 points, but I think McKee's going to score no matter what. Johan Dotson is good. We can score some points with McKee, Dotson, and Cooper.
How the hell do we know
keep
that?
It close.
Hold on. So it would be McKee, Cooper, Dotson, and then likely it would be Grant Calcaterra and the backup Ooh. Offensive line.
I'm up. We're scoring.
Yeah. Maybe we'd
score.
Maybe, but also it's a Commanders team that's pissed off at us. I don't know. Bigsby. Well, I mean, I don't think that's a realistic plan. Also, the other thing that you have to do is if the starters are not playing, you really have to give all the backups primary amount of reps this week, don't you? I mean, I don't know if that works. Do you have somebody? It is Sandy Koufax's birthday. For next question, do you have somebody that had a short but high peak?
Yes, there was a rapper named Cannabis in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Or the wrestler Ultimate Warrior. But that might be...
He had too long a peak, I would say.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior. Yeah.
Now, Cannabis did
I don't even know if Cannabis had a damn peak.
Well, he had two songs, really.
Right.
He had two songs and a feature. So he had... Wait, no. That I was going to say...
He did 4-3-2-1.
He did 4-3-2. I was going to say Kick Push, but that was Lupe Fiasco. So Cannabis was 4-3-2-1, then second round knockout, and then...
Is that the reply?
So 4-3-2-1 was the feature on LL Cool J. Yeah. Second round knockout was his song that had Mike Tyson on it was about LL Cool J.
Right, right, right.
And then there was, Ripper Strikes Back from LL Cool J. And Wyclef actually did a diss track about LL Cool J because he was mentioned in the song as well because he produced Cannabis.
Ah.
It was called What's Clef Got to Do With It? It was a very funny song, actually. Yeah.
See, I told you Spike's deep in the hip hop, man.
See, that's why I get the cookout invite. But Cannabis, Cannabis did. I don't know if his peak was high enough. Yeah, I know everybody was very excited for that album, and that album was not very good. Mm-hmm. You know, he does search his name on Twitter, so if you say something about Cannabis negatively, he will find you. To this day,
oh, really?
Yes, to this day.
How would he find it though?
He's got to be 50, right? How old is Cannabis? Oh, he was our age.
Yeah, he's got to be about 50. Yeah.
Yeah, but. Like, Cannabis is a commonly searched thing, you would think.
Well, I don't think he's
busy.
That's
a good point. What he means, everybody is researching Cannabis.
Cannabis, yeah. I don't know that he is, like, busy.
Does that much going on?
Yeah.
No, Cannabis was, he was Papoose before Papoose.
Papoose, I don't know Papoose.
You don't know Papoose?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
Papoose, Remy Ma's ex-husband now.
No. I don't know, was he a rapper?
Yeah.
I don't remember Papoose.
Wow. Was never really a
main guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even a commercial guy.
Oh, like, really?
I don't think he ever had radio.
Oh, I should know him though. That's
I'm surprised
a miss
you don't.
Me.
Yeah, that's kind of where you are.
That's a miss.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
a
surprised
miss. Yeah, sorry. 215-592-9494. Steve in Chestnut Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, listen, I got an Eagles comment before you hang up on me, because when I get in the middle of that, you're probably going to hang up.
Nah, I don't hang up on anybody. Yeah.
They did the other day. What was the question on the shortest careers for what? Musicians?
It can be for anything.
It can be for anything, yeah.
Anything. Short but high peak.
The ultimate baseball comparison would be Addy Joss, if you know him. He died after not nine seasons. Top Hall of Famer. He was a pitcher before Babe Ruth.
He's
the youngest inductee into the Baseball Hall of Fame at his age. You know, nine seasons.
What's his name again?
His name is Addy Ross. Addie Joss. Joss. Joss.
Addy Joss. Did not know him, but a good one. A good one.
Right before Ruth came in, he died. Right.
Okay.
All right, and then the current career guy, I'm going to say it's Johan Santana. He played 12 seasons. He had shoulder injuries. He was out, and he played exactly the same as Ruth.
I mean,
he's
going to be a Hall of Famer.
What do you think about the Eagles?
He is, isn't he?
Yeah. What's that?
I think he is in the Hall of Famer.
Santana's not in the Hall of Fame yet. No.
He will be, right.
Yeah. But I guess so is Sandy Koufax. So.
I don't know all what right. game all these guys calling in praising Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Oh, let's take the game off. Let's sit our starters or play. You're saying play them to get some continuity going in. They haven't gotten any continuity for the last six games. This team's taken halves off. They went out and they only had one touchdown in the first half, and that was because they were given the ball in Buffalo territory, and then they went and kicked two crappy field goals the rest of the game. I mean, come on, dude. They took off the second half. They had 17, 20 yards total, 190 total offense, and all that was in the first half.
Yeah, I think we all agree with you. We all agree.
Are you saying he's saying that he wants them to play?
You want them to play on Sunday.
I don't think it matters whether they take this game off or the starters or it doesn't matter. They're going into the playoffs playing one half of a game. That's how they do it. So they can play the first half, and then we can legitimately give them a reason to take the second half off and taking them out, right?
We have not had Steve from Chestnut Hill before.
Yeah.
Steve, you realize there's a question that we're asking is whether or not you want them to sit the starters or play them.
It doesn't matter. Oh, I mean, I don't care. But here's the point. We're setting up for a revenge game. If they win the first game, I don't think they're going to, but if they get to that championship game, they're playing the 49ers, and this is Purdy revenge time. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if they're going to play the 49ers in the championship
game. I don't think you're an Eagles fan, Steve.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it.
I'm a fan of football.
Yeah, that's right. Now it makes sense.
I'm not a 49er fan. Don't get me wrong.
No. I just snipped it out.
Say I'm a Raiders fan.
Okay.
You know how much pain I've been.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm tired of listening to all these callers calling in. And Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts didn't beat Josh Allen. Josh Allen had a bad ankle, and he scored two touchdowns in the second half. Jalen Hurts didn't do nothing. So I mean, you want to say take who won that? Between Hurts and Allen, it was Allen that won that duel.
I think overall the Eagles defense won the battle over right. Josh Allen. I agree with you. I don't think Jalen Hurts won any battle over Josh Allen on Sunday.
So can the Eagles defense, the way they're playing, carry them through the playoffs and win the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts playing one half a game, scoring one touchdown, kicking two field goals?
Well, first of all, it's not Jalen Hurts playing just one half. It's the Eagles offense playing just a half of football. So,
really?
Listen, you're a Raiders fan. Whoa. We done gave you way more time than I would have given you. But since you're still here, let me correct some things for you. It's not just Jalen playing a half of football. So if you want me to answer your question about whether or not the defense is good enough to win a championship, yes, they are. They showed you that last year. They're going to need help from their offense to make plays. Yes, they will, and that includes Jalen Hurts. But it's not just Jalen playing football.
It's a Super Bowl where the Eagles win 13-12 or something like that, because that's all the points they're going to score in a game, maybe.
As long as they got – here's the thing, Steve. I know it's hard for you to comprehend this. You haven't done a lot of winning out there with the Raiders. As long as we have more points than the other team, particularly in the postseason, that's all that matters. That's how you advance to the next game. And then if it's the Super Bowl, I don't care if it's 3-2. I don't care if it's 3-2. They're still going to give us a Lombardi trophy. You realize that, right?
That are high-powered offenses, like super offenses.
Well,
and you're going to shut them down with that defense?
Maybe.
Well, here's the thing. We haven't played Seattle yet. We haven't played San Francisco yet. I don't know if they're going to shut anybody down like we did your team. Nobody's as bad as the Raiders. You didn't score a point at all in that game. But as long as they hold them down enough to where the offense can make plays and they can score more points, that's all that really matters.
Okay, so let me go after this. My recollection of the game that's sticking me right now is
which game?
Pouring down rain.
Which game?
The Buffalo Bills in the second half went down, scored two touchdowns, and the Eagles scored zero.
Right.
That great defense.
Right. And do you also remember for 55 minutes, Buffalo didn't score a point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, remember, Josh Allen's playing with
I don't remember all that. I don't want to hear all that. You remember for 55 minutes they didn't score a point, though, right?
The biggest part of Josh Allen's game was taken away from him because of his ankle, and that could have been a big
Let me ask you this, Steve. I'm actually just entertaining myself right now with you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just wondering. I'm wondering. You're a Raiders fan. You're praising Josh Allen, which is fine. But it really just seems like you're hating on the Eagles, and that's what I'm really wondering. Why are you so anti-Eagle?
I'm trying to call in and get some reality with all these fans calling in with praising Jalen Hurts and the Eagles.
Who's calling in praising Jalen Hurts?
I heard it all week.
No. First of all, it's only Tuesday. It's only Tuesday. There isn't. All right, Steve. There hasn't even been a week. And it's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
And we did a full 4-hour show yesterday. Mm-hmm. In fairness, I didn't listen to what the calls were the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. We didn't get one call.
We didn't talk about Jalen at all yesterday.
Not really.
No.
Everyone who was praising the Eagles praised their defense.
Yeah.
And is it possible for the defense to carry them? Yes.
Yeah, I don't expect to win every game 13-12.
No.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, but it's possible. Would I bet on it? No. I would bet that in one game at least.
They get clipped.
Yes.
If
the offense doesn't.
Yeah.
What I would do is point to the Chiefs last year.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs last year had a great defense in one game and put away the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
In one game in the playoffs, they had to score 32 points to beat the Bills, and they did it. I think they won that game 32-30 or something like that. And they did it. Now, their offense, I think, averaged 22. 22 points all year. Now, would I bet on that happening? Probably not. But I think there's a team in each conference, in the AFC, it's the Texans, in the NFC, it's the Eagles, that could get through the playoffs just doing enough on offense. They've been able to do it all year long.
Well, Seattle's defense is good enough.
Seattle defense is great, too. Yeah, Seattle's defense is good enough, too. They could all do it. Now, but your point is valid in that at some point, are they going to have to probably score some points? Yes. If they end up having to play the Rams and the 49ers, chances are in one of those two games, you're going to have to put up 27 points.
I agree. Yeah.
But I don't think the Niners' defense is also terrible.
I was going to say. And the good thing about playing those two teams is both their defenses aren't great.
Yeah.
The Rams or the Niners.
No. And the 49ers' defense is actually like pretty bad. You know, the Rams defense is fine. It's passable, for an offense as good as they are. But the 49ers, is it impossible? The Eagles scored 27 points on the 49ers? I don't think it's impossible, you know?
Now, and here's the other thing. If you got to go out there and you're talking about playing the 49ers in the NFC Championship game because they're the number one seed, that's going to be tough regardless.
Yes.
I mean, you might score 27 and still lose.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not likely, but I don't know. If the defense has a bad day, yeah, we could be in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's what this team is. Yeah, I don't know any other. To me, this team is being led. Last year, they had the running game in the defense. This year, they have a so-so running game, a so-so passing game. That's being kind. And the defense is really leading the charge right now.
Yeah, they would not be the first team in NFL history to be a defense-led football team. The issue being that there are some teams in the NFC that can put up some points.
Tell me, we lost to Tampa. That was a defensive-led team.
Yes.
Although they had Joe Jurevicius and Brad Johnson, those aren't great offensive explosive players. Mm-mm. They won with the four Hall of Famers they have on defense and holding us to 10 points in our own building for in the NFC Championship game. We watched Baltimore win the Super Bowl with Ray and those guys. Seattle probably scored a little more when they won with the Legion of Boom, but it was still led by the defense in the running game.
Yeah, I wonder what they ranked. I would bet if you went through history, would this Eagles offense be an outlier to win the Super Bowl? It probably would. When you look at regular season production, even the offenses that we're talking about are usually league average, but I don't even think
last year their passing game was an outlier for winning a title.
Well, yeah,
the Eagles passing game.
That's how we went around here. Unconventional, Spike.
Unconventional.
Yeah.
But they had an outer world running game.
Yes.
All right. 215-592-9494.
It's not as bad as the 15 Broncos, you know?
How about that?
I forgot about the 15 Broncos. That's another defensive-led team.
Yes.
Now, Peyton Manning was a corpse. That's not the case here.
Well, people forget half of the season was started by Brock Osweiler.
Osweiler. Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, that is.
They went to Peyton to just manage the games and not lose them.
Remember the video of Osweiler running onto the field thinking he was going to play?
Yeah.
And Peyton
was like, get off the field. I forgot about that Broncos team. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that video.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Osweiler was trying to come back on the field. Peyton's like, no.
Yeah, and then Osweiler goes like, it was like Rojas last night when he asked him to fix the mic.
Oh, yeah. What a moment that was.
What happened?
Jack. Well, this happened on the air, so whatever. So we're doing the show. Now, we're doing it from Chickies. It is called at 6 to 7, what's it called? What's that show?
The Jordan Mailata Show.
The Jordan Mailata Show, right? So it is me, Elliot, and Jordan Mailata Show.
Yeah.
And Jordan starts talking to Elliot, asks him a question, and Jordan starts to talk, and his mic does not work. Like, you can't hear him.
Oh, you know what? That happened to me afterwards.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah.
So
I used the same.
Yes, you sat there. Yeah, because Hugh sits in my chair. So he starts talking, nothing, we can't hear any of it. I look at Fran, and he gives me one of these.
No big deal.
A shrug.
What do you want me to do?
And I go, guys, could you fix his microphone? Give him a different mic or something? I look at Tucker. Tucker's laughing his ass off in the corner. I said, switch it. Give him a different mic. Wow. What are we doing here?
Dude, Fran. Like, Fran.
I missed all that. I didn't even see that.
It's unbelievable.
Fran, the station's on fire. All right.
Yeah. I couldn't. And then during the break, I said, hey, Fran, I'm sorry for yelling at you on the air, but if the guy's mic doesn't work, we got to do something about it. And he goes, I didn't notice it wasn't working. I'm sorry. You didn't notice it wasn't. You're sitting there with headphones on.
This guy's down there eating his
eighth meal today.
Yeah. Crab fries.
Yeah, yeah. I think he only eats once a week. It's Mondays at Chickie's.
Yeah, free food friend.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next.
Oh, more yelling.
Yeah, the final. I think we'll take it easy on Elliot today.
You think that?
Right, yeah, until he comes in and says something.
Until he comes in here, yeah.
Starts picking a fight.
The final Tuesdays with Elliot of the year. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now, that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into even bigger wins. Ride with the favorite, take a shot on the underdog, or build a parlay, then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into the football action all playoff long. And when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.